payaso no ponemos la pared.
No somos muchos, no somos pocos, pero estamos todos locos.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is going to be our first podcast of the year, of the season. I'm here with my really good friend and co-founder of Los Roots, Juan. What's going on, Juan?
What's up, y'all? What's up? Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year, man. It is going to be an interesting one because we haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah, since June, bro.
I know,
man. June 29th.
And as much as we missed doing them, we just got caught up with a bunch of things.
Yeah, it was always one thing after another. Hey, we got to do a podcast. And yeah, okay, this weekend. And then it's just...
Well, I think that ultimately Los Roots has grown a lot.
Yeah.
And that started to kind of... Well, Los Roots as a whole started to grow, but maybe our staff didn't grow as much. So we were taking on more projects, right? Like bigger tailgates, more food, more organization.
Yeah, and it's just Roots grew to where it wasn't just game day activities. Like, we were also on the weekend going out with our, you know,
Roots
friends and doing a lot. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's good to be back.
Yes, sir.
We didn't want to leave, but ultimately it's just, like you said, from one reason or another, we couldn't get back into doing the podcast. But I'm excited to be back. I know you are too. And there's a lot to talk about, specifically from last season, stuff that we just want to briefly cover.
Yeah, just a little recap of how the year ended since our last podcast.
And then also what is to come, because there's also a lot on that end. Right?
Oh, yeah. 2025 is looking good. It's looking exciting.
Real good. So, I mean, let's just get right into it. Let's start with some notes that we took earlier. About stuff that we didn't get to talk about from last year. Well, of course, because everything was developing slowly.
Yeah.
But we'll start there and then we'll just kind of move on to what we are hoping would happen for the new year, the new season. But we'll talk about that. Anyways, what do you got going on right now in the notes?
Well, since our last podcast, there were 16 games. That was 5 wins, 8 losses, 3 ties. You know, we were looking really good, and it was kind of like a downfall, man. 8 losses in those final 16 games did not do us any good.
I know. It's kind of been like that for us. Either we've done really bad at first and then really good towards the end.
Yeah.
And, like, our season has always been split in half, right? So this one was kind of the same. So we were doing pretty good and then just kind of... Well, we started bad, a little bit bad.
Yeah, but then we got, I think the highest we got was like up to 2nd or 3rd place at one point.
Yeah, the good old days.
Like, yeah. Like, it looked really good. And also in these 16 games, like, we had some, like, some big wins. Like, we beat Louisville.
Louisville. Mm-hmm.
And we beat New Mexico, was it? Yeah, we beat New Mexico too. Damn, boy, you're fucking stuttering.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had those two big wins that it made it feel like, hell yeah, you know, we're going into the playoffs. But then also...
It just went downhill.
Dude, we had that big loss against SAC at home. That shit was ugly.
I know.
We had that 5-0 loss to Pittsburgh. Oh, shit.
And it just kept going.
Yeah.
And like when we least wanted to lose, those were the ones where we lost the most. Honestly, we went on a really, really nasty run where it was like, what was it? Like, we were outscored 18-4, 20-4, something like that.
There were multiple games where the opposing team scored 5 or more goals on us.
I think I remember at one point, like just in 2 games, they had scored like 5 or 10 goals on us, and we had scored like 2 or something.
Yeah, well, North Carolina scored 5 on us. Sacramento scored 5 on us. Pittsburgh scored 5 on us. Birmingham scored 5 on us. So, yeah.
That was rough.
was rough.
I know. And as fans, too, it's rough, right? Like, we don't just get to be like, oh, our team lost. Being supporters, right? Like... We get recognized when we don't do well. Like, people come up to us and they're like, yeah, your team lost, and it hurts us. I mean, I'm sure just as much as it hurts players and everybody else, it just really stings really hard.
And, you know, for us as a supporter group, we have that rule where, you know, we don't stop chanting. Like, they score on us, fuck it, we keep going. They score on us again, we keep going. But how hard is it to keep going when it's like, go, 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 like, dude, make it stop.
Yeah, it goes against what you're feeling at the moment, yeah. Right? Like, I've seen other supporter groups at the moment that they get scored on.
They shut down.
They're dead, yeah. It's dead silent. I mean, we've seen it in venues that we've gone to, you know, anytime that they're losing, their supporter group is just dead. And one rule that we definitely have is we have to start a chant right away to kind of say, okay, like, forget about that. Let's move forward. But yeah, like you said, at some point, you know, it gets heavy because, I mean, I remember versus like SAC, right?
Yeah.
Here comes one, go, okay, whatever, forget about it. Let's start a chant. Then two, then three, then four, then five. And it's like, yo, come on, man. You know, we can only do this for so long. But I will say, I think we take huge pride in it. Does not matter, even if it's the fifth goal.
Yeah, we're still going.
We're still going, you know. And that's, you know, I can only hope that the club recognizes that, the players recognize that, because we are the 12th man and we do take pride in trying to be that for them.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And, you know, we all have our opinion when, you know, why we're getting scored on or who might not be performing well. But at the end of the day, we are there to support, right? And, yeah, again, I think we take huge pride in just being the supporter group, regardless of what the score is. So we went through that really bad end of the season. Yeah. We did make the playoffs, barely made the playoffs.
We did. And also, we took the trip to Las Vegas second to last game of the year.
That's right. Los Roots kind of split up that weekend.
Yeah, that weekend, some of us went to Las Vegas and some of us took a trip to LA, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah, just quickly, I think that when you are growing a supporter group, you definitely have other supporter groups that you look up to. Right, because of the culture, the way that they drum, how they organize themselves, how much they've grown in the last couple years, and just kind of what they represent in general. And so for, I want to say about a year, I was able to talk to the guys from LAFC, the 3252. And I got in contact with some folks who used to be, or at least one of them was an ex-president of the 3252. And he was kind enough to kind of guide me into reaching the current president, the vice president, the director of the TIFOs, and just in general, getting to know some of their people who organize what the 3252 is, right?
Which was really cool because I believe they said they don't usually just allow people in like that.
That's right, man. I think there's a lot of information that supporter groups or the umbrella, like the 3252, they hold tight, right? This is their identity. It's what makes them. And of course, people, you don't want to share that kind of stuff. It's personal, right? You worked hard for it. But they were kind enough to, you know, for a whole year, I was talking to them and making sure that I was there at the right time, making sure that I respected the boundaries that they had and how they do things and not overstepping and making sure that just I was there, you know, in a respectful manner overall. But anyways, to cut it short, I got to go along with my dad. We got to go to LAFC and learn a lot from them. They have so much to offer. In my opinion, they are one of the best supporter groups in the MLS.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I admire them for everything that they are, everything that they do inside of the pitch and outside too, like the community work that they do. You know, I've heard countless stories of that they travel. Let's say when they come out here to San Jose, they get together with some of their supporter groups, find ways to help the community, maybe clean up the community. And I think that's really cool because, again, it could be real easy to just go and, you know, cheer for your team and bounce. But what they're doing, it's greater than just soccer itself, right?
Yeah.
They are making sure that they are helping the community that they are going into. So anyways, that was a fun trip. Maybe at some point I'll be able to talk more about what that was like. But in general, I think that Los Roots is going to grow a bit more just because of that. Right. Yeah. So much information, so much experience that I got to partake in there. It's just how they do TIFOs, the materials that they use, how they organize. Anyways, it was a good time. But ultimately, most of the group during the same exact day went to Vegas.
Las Vegas,
And that's starting to be kind of like a tradition.
It is, yeah. This was our
second
year going to Vegas, and we already have plans on going for 2025. And yeah, man, it was fun. We rented a house. Of course, we had to drive out there because we take all our drums and flags, which props to Las Vegas that they let you bring in whatever you want, you know, flags, poles, drums, everything. Like they wanted to make it like a whole vibe, a cool as atmosphere.
I think that's really cool. You know, there are places that allow maybe one or two drums, one or two flags, or a few flags. Which is still cool too, right?
And there's places that allow nothing.
And there are places that allow completely nothing. Not only do they not allow anything, they also don't allow any tailgating or anything. And to me, that is a huge part of the experience.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Look, when Sacramento came this last time, they came in deep.
Yeah.
Right? And that's okay. I like the challenge.
Yeah.
Right? Like, oh, you're coming into my house and making noise. I wouldn't want them to be without anything. Like, no, let them have a drum, right? Yeah. Or whatever it is. Like, show out, right? As much as we like to do it when we go to their
When we go to SAC, we get loud.
Yeah. And sometimes it'll vary. Like, you know, we've been in SAC, we've been able to have one drum, sometimes two drums, sometimes one flag, sometimes five flags. But having something, I think it's really key for the visiting supporter group, even if it's just one drum. But going back to Vegas, man, the first time we took a bunch of drums.
Yeah.
The second time too. And I think it adds to the experience, not only for ourselves, not only challenging the other supporter groups, but I think fans in general, they get to experience our culture, our style of drumming and how we chant. And, you know, and I think they're the ones who win the most, you know? They get to see a show from both ends.
Well, the soccer football atmosphere is just badass. If you're just a regular fan, you're sitting in the middle and you see the home SG on the right, the visiting SG on the left. And it's just, you see the flags and you hear the singing and everything, the chanting. It's good for football. It's good for soccer.
I think that allows for soccer to continue to grow, right? You are giving a show, a reason to come back to a game, a reason to go and maybe bring friends and invite. It's just, it's a whole experience. It's not just watching the game. Like, you've got stuff going on in the stands, you know? So what do you remember what the score was for that?
We ended up winning 3-2.
And we were kind of on a bad run.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't like, we weren't expecting anything good.
And Vegas was doing really good.
That's right.
Heading into Vegas, we had a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a 6-game
losing streak.
A 6-game not winning streak, because it was 5 losses, 1 draw. But we went into Vegas and we won that game, and it was exciting, man. We were over there cheering, and you know what? This year it wasn't as hot as last year. If you remember last year, we were fucking sweating.
Yeah. Like, well, I didn't go, so I didn't get to see. But was it?
This year it wasn't as hot. We actually kept our clothes on and
last time right away we took our clothes off.
Away. Shirts were coming off.
The girls were jealous that the guys were able to take the clothes off, you know.
Yeah, but this year it was cool. The only thing was the house we rented, you know, we get a house with a pool and everything, and it was really cold to jump in the pool. So
really?
Yeah.
Cold?
Yeah, it was cold.
Oh, wow.
It was really cold.
And it was during the same month?
Nah, it was in October this year, or 2024. Yeah. The year before, I believe it was September.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I mean, but is that going to make a whole difference?
It did make a whole difference, so.
I guess you're right.
Like, us jumping in the pool became like a challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I challenged Beto and Botar to jump in the pool. And like, you jumped in and you wanted to get out right away.
Yeah.
But it was a good time. You know, went to the game. We hit the club. You know how we do it. We have fun wherever we go.
That's right. It's I would say that most of our trips, it's a very small percentage dedicated to the game. and a high percentage dedicated to partying.
Hey, like I like to say, puro pinche party.
That's right. It's a good time wherever we go. And it doesn't even have to have soccer involved. But anyways, we actually were talking about maybe even starting a podcast of non-soccer, straight Los Roots party stuff.
Just party stuff. That's things in the that works. Happen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. For now, it was a brief comment that it could be Los Roots After Hours. And it could be a YouTube channel. I don't know. Some visuals.
I don't know.
We'll see. We'll see. But there's plenty of material to be used for that.
Yeah. We ended up sliding into the playoffs, and we ended up going against Colorado.
And it seems like we always slide into the playoffs or sometimes drag ourselves into the playoffs. Yeah. Which is not fun, right?
It's not, especially when you're like in fifth place, sixth place, and you're like, oh, we're in, we're good. And then we just fucking...
Well, what is it? Like 3/4 of all the teams make it?
Yeah. It's
right? Like from the division,
eight out of 12, I think.
Come on now, you know? So it's... We've talked about this. To make it last place into the playoffs, in my opinion, it's nothing to be proud of, especially if that many teams make it. I mean, look, if the rules were a bit different and let's say the top four made it, we probably wouldn't be in the playoffs, you know? So making it into the playoffs, it's cool. Hey, we can make some noise in there and get somewhere, but... just kind of being eighth place every year, seventh place, whatever. It's not fun at all. But nonetheless, we made it.
Yeah, and we ended up losing 2-0 to Colorado, which is crazy because, dang, off the top of my head, I believe this was like the third time that the team we lose to in the playoffs become champions.
I know. I don't know how I feel about that. You know, because
it's
some
like
people...
we're the good luck charm or something. Yeah. Beat Oakland and you'll become champions.
The only thing I don't like about that is that some people cling on to, well, we got beat by the champions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, what if we would have beat them? You know, we could have been the champions, like whatever. But I understand, you know, it is a crazy coincidence. Yeah. It's like, what was that movie? Like, Good Luck, Chuck?
Oh, Good Luck, Chuck. Yeah. Girls wanted to date him because then they would get married afterwards.
So now teams want to beat us in the playoffs so they can be champions.
Damn.
Moving forward. So we lost.
So that was the end of the season for us, that first round loss in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And then that was the end of the club business, but we went on to do a couple events, community events with Las Hijas del Campo, and just trying to do a couple little community things.
Forever Oakland.
Good. Yeah, the toy giveaway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just random little stuff that was still kind of left behind.
Running
a supporter group, it starts off really fun, and not to take away from it, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is.
But the more you grow, the more commitment you have with the community, with people around you. And now it's a responsibility. And we definitely felt it this last year, right? Like,
Every year is like we keep, you know.
Yeah, we grow. And we do like that. We like to be involved. Yeah. We like to help the community out. We like to connect with people, connect with groups, and, you know, ultimately grow what we've got going on, you know.
And luckily we have members that are really connected with like giving back to the community and like different organizations. So
it's a lot of fun, but again, it is a lot of work too.
It is.
Because we all again have our normal jobs and lives and stuff. So by the end of the year, I was burnt out. I mean, maybe that's why the podcast too, right? It was just so many projects, so much going on. But I think these are all learning lessons. Because now we're able to better organize. I mean, that's kind of what we did today before the podcast. Sit here and kind of organize month to month.
We're preparing for 2025. And I think we're coming into this year more organized than other years.
And I think every year will be the same, right? Yeah. Like, where our flaws? How can we get better at certain things, you know? And we're slowly doing it. Yeah. You know, we are new to this. We have no experience with, leading a supporter group.
It's been a learning experience, and every year we've gotten better.
Yeah.
Some, like, we messed up on this, you know, let's change it up.
Yeah.
Or, you know, just learning.
But, yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah. Anyways, nonetheless, it's been a lot of fun.
Getting bigger and better.
So now we finished the season. We had a Rootsgiving, you know, with La Union.
Yeah, we had a Rootsgiving with La Union. Yeah, that was fun.
Prizes and just a bunch of stuff. Yeah. Everybody was like a potluck thing. That was a lot of fun. That's definitely going to be a tradition now. We had some discussions with the club about certain decisions that were being made and stuff. And luckily, we are able to have a really good connection and communication with the Oakland Roots to where we're able to sit down with them and ask questions about the future. And so there were notable changes, maybe.
Yeah.
Additions.
Yeah.
And maybe you can talk a little bit about that, of what. So towards the end of the season, we had Coach Gavin.
Gavin, he was the interim coach.
Interim coach.
Yes, sir.
And it wasn't until the end of the season that they decided this is going to be the coach that we're going to move
forward with. Yeah, they made him the official head coach. And we're going to move forward with Gavin Clinton.
Yeah. I mean, everybody has an opinion.
Yes.
Whether they would have let him go, whether everybody would have had an opinion, right? Yeah. We had our own.
Yes.
But ultimately, as supporter groups, we are going to support what the club does,
support the
right?
Club.
Again, grateful that we are able to share our opinion with them, what we think. I'm sure it takes it gets taken into consideration. But anyways, he will be the coach.
Yeah.
And we are backing him up. And yes, we are excited for everything that's to come. So we've got coach. And then we also, unfortunately, lost some legends. And I want to say legends, man, because the team is fairly new.
Yeah.
And there were players. Wait, do we still have players that have been here from the start?
Or was that Johnny?
Johnny. Yeah. But that's kind of the last of it, right?
He actually got a contract extension.
Good.
But yeah, this year we lost Paul the Wall.
Paul the Wall, man.
And we lost Memo. Which to me, like, when you thought of Oakland Roots, it was like, you know, Paul the Wall, Johnny Rodriguez, Memo.
Yeah.
And two of those three are gone.
I know, man. We don't know where Paul's going yet.
No.
Memo went to Locomotive.
Yeah, back to Texas.
Yeah.
That, I believe that's his hometown.
Which, good for him.
Yeah,
right?
That's cool. Go back and play.
He just had a kid.
Yeah. Play where you grew up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And, you know, sometimes they leave in bad terms, good terms. You know, these seem to be in good terms, so anyways, both are and will be legends for the Oakland Roots.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
We get to keep Johnny, but we were able to add two notable ones. Yeah.
We got Kai Green back from Monterey, and he's a real good defensive player, I believe.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, I'd be out there on the drums, man. I don't get to see much of the game. And we got Kendall McIntosh, new goalkeeper, new goalie.
He's from the town.
So, yeah, everybody's really excited about that.
Yeah.
He has MLS experience and, you know. So
That's what I like about the Roots, you know. And I'm sure other teams do it, too. It's local talent.
Yeah.
Right? Because at least for us, local talent comes with pride. Of, hey, this guy's from the town, you know.
Yeah.
And we are like that even with Raider players, Marshawn Lynch, and, you know, players that, you know, were raised here, made it to the pros, and, you know, they still get to just kind of carry Oakland on their back, you know.
Yeah. And speaking of Oakland, the biggest part of 2025 is that we're back in the town, bro.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, and man.
Bigger than back in the town, we were in the Coliseum.
Which is crazy. Crazy. In different ways, I think it's crazy in general for the Oakland Roots to be in that building. But I think individually for a lot of us, we all have our memories of the Coliseum, right? Like, you and I have shared memories there with the Raiders many years of tailgating and just being in that building. I also have personal memories there. My dad used to work at the Coliseum, at the Westside Club. And, you know, I was there throughout the Moneyball era for the A's. I used to be a drummer for the A's back in the day. And everybody has their own special memories of the Coliseum.
Oh, yeah. My first A's Coliseum memory is going to A's games when I was, like, in the second grade. Yeah. I grew up on 84th. That's around the time we moved there. Mm-hmm. And I remember my boy healing me. I would say I was going to his house. He would say he was going to my house. And we would walk.
Wow.
From 84th, walk all the way to the Coliseum.
Wow. That's
And
that's
go
a walk.
Watch A's games. Yeah. And back then, we're talking about like the mid-90s. It was $1. Anybody under 12 years old, $1. And you could sit wherever you wanted.
Dang.
So we would go to hella games, bro.
Dang.
And get seats.
Any
right,
game?
Any game.
Dang.
And we would get seats right behind the pitching, what would you call it? Yeah. Where the relief pitchers are.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dugout? Kind of next to the dugout.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And after the game, I remember the pitching coach, I think his name was Art. He would give us hella the leftover baseballs.
So, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
So I have hella Coliseum memories, you know, when I was a kid, the Oakland A's, as I grew up, Oakland Raiders, and then even like going to see Monster Jam and different things at the
Coliseum. Just the building.
Soccer,
the scene, building in general.
Mexico play at the Coliseum.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's cool to have the Roots play now.
Yeah.
In the Coliseum.
And that the Coliseum won't be abandoned too. That's a plus for a lot of people, including A's fans, you know, who were kind of just like Raider fans, you know, we were kind of left behind. And of course, the team that both the Raiders and the A's mean a lot to the people here in Oakland, but that building itself means a lot too, you know. So, anyways, we are back in Oakland, which is exciting. The team was able to secure a one year lease
for now.
Yeah. And that can change, extension and different plans that they got going on, including they just released a proposal for the Howard Terminal.
Yeah, that looks badass.
It is, man. although realistically, we're looking at 10 to 15 years for that kind of proposal to happen.
Yeah.
Not to say that there are other plans of maybe even building something temporary in that same site, or, you know, there's just different things that they've got going on.
Yeah.
And I think as the pieces of the puzzle start to, you know, kind of fall in, they'll be able to know more where we end up.
That would be badass if we could get that, a waterfront stadium, bro.
Yeah, man, who wouldn't want that, you know? I've definitely seen in the USL some teams that have a really cool backdrop.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is right there on the water.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
There's a train that rides by.
That's right, man. And that's cool. You know, that would be pretty badass. But so we are into the Coliseum now. The Roots also kind of gave an outline of the seating arrangement that's going to happen. Again, man, just super grateful for the Roots and how much they care about their supporters. We've been supporting since Laney, and since Laney, they've dedicated, of course, a section for the supporter groups. And it's no different this year here in the Coliseum. We were excited to know where we would be at. And I think that we are all really happy of where we'll be, not only of the location of it, but the style of seating or arrangement, right?
That's something that I've been saying, like,
since the beginning.
Since the beginning, like, if we could have a standing room only, you know, like in LAFC where their 3252 is standing only.
Mm-hmm.
That to me just, it's like it's going to bring the best of the best. Like, everybody standing up, everybody chanting, singing, waving flags.
Yeah. And to add to that, it's, okay, so here in Hayward, right, like, for us as supporters, we take pride in 90 minutes plus of chanting, yelling, being on drums, standing up, waving flags, right? But unfortunately, there were a lot of people who wanted to be near the, you know, what we had going on, but they didn't want to partake in what we were doing.
Yeah.
And so the flags were bothering them. So they asked us if we can bring the flags down.
Come on, man. You're going to come to the SG section and then ask if we could stop waving flags. Come on. Well,
they've asked us if we can play less loud on the drums, if we can take breaks. And that's them coming into our section and doing that, you know? And so having this section where there are no bleachers, like you said, it brings out the best of the best, which is the ones who want to be near us and with us
and stand there
and stand up and make the noise. Yeah, well, that's your section, right? And then there's plenty of seats elsewhere to be at. You can still chant, you can still do whatever you want, but where we're at, it's exciting to have that, because not only, like you said, 3252, but soccer culture, right? If you look at like what is it, like Central America?
Oh yeah,
it's all just cement.
Yeah,
there's no chairs, no nothing.
Seats at all.
Everyone's standing up. Everyone's jumping. Right, so we're excited to have that kind of area or space for us. And so we are going to be near a corner, right? It used to be the Oak Landing for the Oakland A's.
Yeah, and now it'll be the Deep Roots.
Now it'll be the Deep Roots section, a.k.a. for La Union.
La Union.
1852. Our good friends, the Hooligans, and Forever Oakland are part of that as well. So if you guys are listening, we invite you guys to either buy your tickets to the Deep Roots section. If you guys want to buy them through us, we can get a discount for you guys.
That's true.
Hit us up, find us on our social medias at Los Roots, SG, same thing on Twitter, send us a message and we'll give you more information on how we can give you guys season ticket discounts, even game day discounts.
And that brings us to everything you could get by becoming a Los Roots SG member.
We
will be opening up membership pretty soon.
That's right. Yeah. And I think that was a huge topic we wanted to talk about today. So every year we have figured out different ways in how to add people to the SG. Last year was probably the year that we grew the most.
Yeah.
And we had to finally set some things in stone in different ways, both by creating laws for the SG itself, creating a membership sign up sheet type thing, how to become a member, and the perks that you get for being
basically
a member.
A structure behind it all, like you know, when we started this thing, it was four of us and we just started it like with no idea where it was gonna go.
I mean, I don't think we even thought we were gonna grow.
Yeah.
It was just four of us hanging out.
Yeah. And now to see what it's become is like, we had to set down some real structure.
Yeah. I mean, what are we, like close to 100 members? Or which is a lot. More than I could have imagined. But like you said, right? And especially like my trip down to LA, that was the entire point of it. How? Right? Yeah. These blueprints have been created already. And there was no reason for us to kind of try and reinvent the wheel when it came down to structure of an SG. And so that trip helped out a lot because that was the main intention, to see how they organize and how they can manage to have some kind of control in how things get ran with so many people, right?
Yeah.
Kind of keeping a balance with everything. And so we created a structure. We created our bylaws, what we represent, different positions from the president to the treasurer, vice president, secretary, all kinds of things. And kind of reading it back, it makes so much sense that at some point when, you know, the founders are no longer there or the people in charge are no longer there, these bylaws will help to kind of put more people in charge.
Yeah.
And that Los Roots does not lose its mission, right? Its vision, and it will continue to grow in a very like fair manner for everybody.
Definitely.
Right. So speaking about that, we do have an event coming up.
Yes, sir.
And this is going to be the 18th, which is this Saturday coming up. Right.
Yeah.
It's going to be in San Leandro. If you guys are interested, again, send us a message and I can send you guys more info about that. But it's going to be an open meeting, for current members from last year, and people who want to know more about Los Roots and would possibly want to join Los Roots, right? And so that day we'll discuss, you know, kind of what we stand for, our vision, how to become a member, right? The perks of becoming a member,
yeah,
discounts and like you said, tickets, merch discounts and, you know, private events that we always hold.
All the good times we have, all the fun things we do.
Yeah. And so, and it's also a way to allow Los Roots to continue to grow, you know? So this will be Saturday the 18th.
Yep.
Around 2 to 3 p.m., we're still setting that up. We already have the location and the agenda, everything. So if you guys are interested, send us a message, and we will share the address.
Yeah, and just keep your eye on Los Roots IG, and, you know, more info should be out on there.
That's true, yeah. So I'll be making a flyer probably tonight, and we'll start blasting it tomorrow. And if you guys already follow us, you'll see it pop up. We hope to see you guys there.
Yeah.
I do want to say that going into the Coliseum, being a part of an SG is going to be important for a lot of reasons, right? Like if you want to become a drummer, right? The club, they are also setting up certain rules.
Yeah.
Of what you can and can't do, what supporter groups would be allowed to do. Right. We'll even be able to have some kind of discounts with them, too, if you are a signed up member.
Yeah.
We do have to share not all information, but some information, at least on how many supporters we have in our, or how many members we have in our supporter group. But no more information is shared with them. But ultimately, they just want to know how many of us it is.
Yeah.
Right. And coming down to discounts and stuff, that's going to matter a lot, too. What else do we have? Is that kind of it? That's there? Okay.
Big announcement.
Yeah, yeah.
Roots SG membership opening up for 2025. Come through January 18th, 3 p.m.
That's wow. Right. And then so just kind of to end the whole Coliseum thing, we're going to have that section on the side now. We've been able to go and take measurements of that whole space. We are also, you know, being a part of the member is going to allow people who want to be a part of the TIFO making process.
Yeah.
We're planning something pretty cool for the home opener.
We're going to be painting the TIFO. We're going to be painting banners,
flags.
Yeah. We have a lot of things coming up. It's going to be an exciting year, 2025. Come through, become a member.
That's right. And so moving forward, there will be some kind of new rules just being in a space that we haven't been into before. But I do want to say that being in Oakland, it's probably going to attract the most amount of people.
Yeah.
That we've ever seen.
I think so.
Hayward held 5,500 to 6,000 people, I can't remember. This is expected to grow way more.
Yeah, well, the lower bowl where they're opening, it's for like 15,000.
Yeah.
But if they have bigger crowds, they will open more seats up.
Right.
So
and
we have the possibility of going from 15 to like 30,000. Yeah.
And I think that's a goal that we're all trying to reach.
I think home opener, bro, I think we could hit it. We could pack that house.
Yeah, yeah. So if you guys haven't been to a game, man, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I think especially growing up in Oakland and being a part of like the A's culture, the Raiders culture, there, of course, you know that there was an element added with the tailgating.
Yeah.
Right? And that's something that we're going to be able to continue to do. Which is tailgating. We're getting more information about that. But we are going to keep the tailgate culture alive, which is super important for people in Oakland.
Yeah, hell yeah.
The soccer itself, it's exciting. The league is very competitive. I think it's a lot of fun, man. I'm excited. Every time I bring somebody new, I'm always excited for them because there has not been one incident that where I bring somebody, they're like, it was okay.
Yeah,
nah, man.
Nah, everybody.
And they come back.
Yeah, everybody that I've brought to a game, they either get season tickets or they come back multiple times.
Yeah. So,
and that was when, you know, Hayward was cool. Thank you for opening their doors to us. But a lot of people complained about that drive to Hayward. Now that we're back in the town where you got, you know, you live in the town, you're close by. If you got to take BART, it's an easy ride.
Oh, man.
The train, 586, 880, like. Man, come on. There's no excuse not to go.
And the thing is, like, if you're from Oakland, you've probably already been to an A's game.
Yeah. You already know the Coliseum.
You know how it goes, man. you already know the ways, you know, and you already know what the tailgates are like. And with all honesty, Although, of course, nothing compared to like a Raider tailgate just because of the amount of people.
Yeah.
But the vibe itself, that's what we are recreating.
Yeah, definitely.
Right? It's like party.
Puro pinche party.
Yeah. Drinking, music. We have activities. We've had piñatas before. Yeah. We've had banda, conjuntos. We have Tifo painting parties. Yeah,
DJ.
All kinds of live DJs. Yeah. So all kinds of stuff. So again, if you guys need any more information, hit us up on our socials. We are pretty quick to reply, so we can share more information about that. We also have, and this is for the current members and new members, we also have separate chats, you know, like an application where it's like a chant app where we share all kinds of stuff that we do for the community, special events that we have for ourselves.
Yeah.
There are ways to kind of interact with all of the members there. And so there are really good perks being a member. So anyways, any questions, hit us up. I do want to say before we end this is that we are committing ourselves to have more podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Right? We understand how important this is. For us, you know, we get to share what we experience at games. But there are so many people that are always like, when are y'all bringing that podcast back, right? And so we understand how important it is because, you know, Oakland Roots, they're not super big just yet. So all these channels are limited. Like, there's not many people kind of covering it and stuff. Of course, to our good friends, the Roots Blog.
Roots Blog. Shout out.
They have theirs, but theirs is essentially different. They talk about stats and stuff like that.
Yeah, they break down the stats, the players, all that stuff. We're more on the side of speak from the Los Roots point of view, the Los Roots experience.
Yeah. Tailgate, so, the drumming, all that stuff.
Road games.
Yeah. And also, just to add, and that reminded me, is that we always have people asking how they can become a drummer, right? Or bring in an instrument. Being in the Coliseum, there are added rules, especially for an establishment that has been there for so long. They have their own set of rules and what to do and not to do, what they allow to bring in and not. So one thing is that we have to get a little more structured on, you know, you can't just now bring a drum in.
Yeah, and the best way to bring in an instrument is going to be you have to become a member of an SG.
That's right. But it's cool because we're also starting a program where we're going to start having practice.
Yes.
Right? Which we haven't done before. We've kind of just, you know, practiced it at the parking lot or, you know, but not real.
Now, yeah, it's becoming part of the structure that we're building.
Yeah.
Where practices will be certain days no matter what.
Right. And that's going to allow us to be a little more tight with the chants, allow people to bring in ideas, chants.
And that's important to point out. Drumming practice doesn't just mean drums.
Like, right.
Even if you don't play an instrument, come to practice and chant, because the best way to practice the drums is hearing the chants as we drum.
Right. It's part of it too.
Part of the game.
Yeah. People sometimes want to wave flags. We just had our good friend Yair who brought a trumpet. We have Peter with the trombone. Right.
Is tuba.
That, tuba. I don't know.
It was a trombone?
I don't know.
No, tuba. No.
It's a tuba. It has to be a tuba. Okay. Anyways,
<Sorry.
laughs> so yeah, if you guys are interested in becoming a drummer or you want to bring an instrument, unfortunately, people won't be allowed to just kind of freely bring it in anymore. You're going to need a special wristband to come in. And again, the club and the stadium, they are setting certain rules that we'll have all the answers to kind of help you get into the stadium and be a part of what we've got going on. So anyways, guys, it was a lot of fun to be back. We are going to plan the next one pretty soon. More information to come out. We do have some meetings scheduled with the club to talk more about what to expect coming to the home opener.
Yeah.
So a lot of news that are going to come out soon. And even on our end, too, there's a lot of stuff that we're going to start letting people know, our new merch, new designs. But anyways, I think for today we kind of covered what we had.
Hell yeah. And just, you know, 2025 is going to be a fun year.
It really is. So anyways, guys, thanks for listening. We'll talk to you guys soon. Peace.
Late.